Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 127. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Carl.
How you guys been doing?
Doing great.
Doing good here, too.
Yeah.
That's good. Me and Dwayne got to go on a trip here recently to the Imperial Commissary Collectors Convention.
I think I was coming home from Tennessee the day you all arrived in Tennessee.
Yeah, you should have just swung on over and came and enjoyed with us.
Yeah.
You could have rode home. You could have rode back home with Dwayne.
True.
Yep. And I had a pulled out couch bed in my suite that wasn't being used.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think every room was a suite.
Yeah.
Because it had a kitchenette, and you know, it wasn't huge, but still it had a separate living room along with the bedroom. You know, it was separate from the bedroom. We had, I don't know, did you have a king size bed in yours, or was it two queens or two full size or whatever?
Two queens, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what ours was.
We always do that.
But yeah, I had a good time.
Me too. It's my first overnight trip in a while.
That's nice. Let's see. Let's talk about what we got.
What did we get?
We'll start with you, Dwayne. What'd you get?
Oh, wow. I got the big. Do I have the biggest list this month? I don't know. Maybe Carl does.
I think Carl does.
Anyway.
For once.
my TTM through the mail acquisitions. I finally got the Vintage Collection Shin Hati and Balin Skull. I got the Vintage Collection Chopper in Imperial Disguise. And the Vintage Collection Jedi Knight Yord Fandar. The Vintage Collection Obi-Wan Kenobi and Mandalorian Super Commando. That Obi-Wan Kenobi, by the way, was from the TV series. It's not the new one, which is the Ben Kenobi. got a Vintage Collection Clone Trooper 501st. The Vintage Collection 3-pack called The Journey of Anakin Skywalker, which features a young Anakin, not little Anakin, but young Anakin, like Clone Wars figure, Anakin when he became Darth Vader in episode 3, and then Darth Vader under Force Lightning attack from the Emperor in episode 6.
Isn't that the Darth Vader that fights Ahsoka in the animated series? I'm thinking they're making
I believe so, yeah. Kind of the same. I think the difference is they said that one, the new one in this 3-pack has a red lightsaber, which he did not in the actual movie.
Yeah.
But he does supposedly in the Between Worlds in the Ahsoka series. So I guess that's maybe the only differentiation. And then also got the Vintage Collection Heir to the Empire 3-pack, which is extended universe characters from the Heir to the Empire a novel from way back in, what was it, 97 or something like that? 96 or 97?
Heir to the Empire? No, that was in 91.
Oh, was that before?
Mm-hmm.
The resurgence of the action figures?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was during the dark times.
Yep.
So we're getting characters from that book, specifically Grand Admiral Thrawn, the Mad, I don't know whether he was a Mad Jedi or Mad Force user, Sebalf.
Joris Sebalf.
Joris Sebalf. Balf. Buff. And then Commander.
Admiral Eric. Well, it's Captain Paleon in that one, but he's eventually Paleon. Admiral.
Yeah, okay. So those are all individually carded, but they're in a 3-pack. The Anakin 3-pack is 3 figures on 1 card or 1 box. I also got some new Epic Heroes / Epic, whatever you want to call them this month. I got the new Stormtrooper mech suit, the Mandalorian mech suit, and the Darth Vader mech suit. And the Darth Vader mech suit is very, very cool. It's more of a deluxe version. The Stormtrooper and Mandalorian are regular versions, but the Darth Vader's like a bigger one, and it's got more features to it. But these are basically like, you know, Gundam mech suits that you can put the regular action figures inside of them, and pretend and battle, have battles with them. They have rocket launchers and stuff like that built in, I think. So those were 3 new offerings from the Epic Heroes line. And then it's IC3, whatever you want to call it, Imperial Commissary Collectors Convention. Added two new autographs to my autograph carded figure collection. One was Katie Sackhoff as Bo-Katan, and the other one was Brendan Wayne as the Mandalorian.
Yeah, and until we got to see that panel,
yeah,
I did not know that he was technically the Mandalorian most of the time. He's most in the Mandalorian suit most of the time.
He is sort of like David Prowse of the Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man behind the mask for the majority of the shooting.
95% of it, he said.
And then, what's it, Pablo?
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal. Pablo, listen to me. Pedro Pascal goes back and voices all of it.
He's but the voice, and then also when they take the mask off, that's him. Right. What was it, twice?
The face, I think twice so far.
That's probably why he has so much time to be doing so many different things.
First time he wasn't even wearing the Mandalorian armor. So that's one question somebody could have asked Brendan Wayne was that you also in the trooper disguise when the first face reveal was made during some scenes. But anyway, so two new autographs. Those were two of the feature autograph artists or autograph people there at that convention. I added a couple of things to my vintage collection. I bought a very, very, very nice AT-AT or AT-AT Walker. A last minute purchase. It's kind of an upgrade for the one that I've got. I think the one that I have does not have chin guns and the electronics didn't work, and this one has both.
Nice.
And it also has almost all the stickers. I think it does have all the stickers, but some of them are peeling. Anyway, I got a good deal on it. I looked for several other vintage things. I had a list and just couldn't find any that were either within the price range that I was willing to pay or quality that I needed. I also picked up just real on the cheap a vintage PDT-8. I had it on my list as not having it, but once I saw it, I thought, surely I've got that somewhere.
What is that?
I find it. It's a little mini rig, personal deployment transport or something like that. It's got three landing gear up underneath it, and it's got rockets on either side that swivel and two little guns on either side that swivel. And it actually has two places on it for two different figures. They're supposed to be stormtroopers.
I'm trying to think what it looks like.
Seats. Yeah. Kind of looks like a little, I don't know, like a little landing shuttle or a little landing.
I don't know where my book is vehicle. Or I'd look it up.
Yeah. So anyway, it was only $20 and it was, again, was in very good condition. No discoloring and most all the stickers were there. And if I find my other one eventually, you know, I can sell one of them for pretty easy, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I also picked up two books. One of them I actually have in hand. It's called Star Wars 1978 through 1985 Kenner Toy Line. What an imaginative title.
Mm-hmm.
But this book was created by a gentleman named Jean-Francois Roland. And he is a French author, French Star Wars collector, enthusiast. And this was his book originally made all in French with, full pictures. It's like 300 pages or more, I think, full color, not quite coffee table size, but larger size book. So they originally published it in France in the French language, and then he got it all translated, transposed into English, and republished it, and they were selling it at Jim Swearingen's booth there at the convention. Jim Swearingen is an original Kenner employee who was responsible for concept of some of the early Kenner Star Wars toys. And there's actually he has a one page with a picture of himself. The author put a picture of Jim Swearingen in like a one page, you know, honorary or homage or whatever you want to call it. So Jim autographed that picture for me inside the book. So technically I added three new autographs, but one of them is Jim Swearingen. It's a very cool book. I'll bring it to our next Star Wars Club meeting here in Kentucky in Flatwoods. I'll let you guys take a look at it. One cool thing about it is on certain pages there are QR codes. And what he has done is if you click that QR code, click on that QR code, it takes you to a YouTube video that's actually discussing whatever that chapter is or what that page, that item is.
That's cool.
Yeah. And those are in English speaking language too. So,
so this must be a fairly new book.
I don't know for sure. I mean,
or at least the English translation is.
Right. Yeah, I think so. And what they said was that they were just trying to sell the rest of the English version copies. They had them all there at the convention with them. And when I bought mine was the last day. And I think he had maybe 13 copies left or something like that. So I don't know how a person would go about getting it, but they're out there somewhere. Also, lastly, I know I'm taking up a lot of my time here, but a book called Back to the Drawing Board, The Art of Kenner Toy Design. This was also by a special guest at the convention named Tim Effler. And Tim Effler is also an original Kenner employee who worked on the Star Wars line and designed some of the concepts and toys. His designs actually were kind of, some of them were for continuing the line after the Power of the Force in 1985. So he's got some concept art for even beyond what we eventually got. So this whole book is his whole, basically his whole career. He worked on everything from $6 Million Man up through Jurassic Park toys, I think he said.
So you don't have this one in hand yet?
It's being published by Blue Milk. Some of you out there may be familiar with that publisher, and it won't be released and shipped until November. But I prepaid.
I'll have to look that up then.
And it's going to come with his autograph in it too. So back to the drawing board, The Art of Kenner Toy Design by Tim Effler.
Okay.
And that was everything I got.
All right, Carl, what'd you get?
Well, I got a few things. I got the Droid Factory Book of Boba Fett, which I've assumed left upstairs, so I can't show it to our Patreon members.
Darn Disney.
Yeah. But Heir to the Empire 3-pack, like Dwayne, I got it as well, and I've already taken it out of the box. But they're carded still.
Oh no.
But as our Patreon members can see, there's Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Unpunched.
And, yes. And there's the cool dude. What was his name?
Joris Sebath.
I think that's early running is maybe the best figure of the year.
That's a good one.
Yes, it is. And the last one would be the Captain Pelion. Yes. So that's pretty cool. I got those.
That I'm Joris Sebath looks like the same, like from the art of the book.
Yeah, they did an excellent job on it. I was really amazed. Also got the Vintage Collection Balin Skull and Shen Hot Tea. This one right here, I found this at a Target while I was on vacation in Tennessee. I've been looking for the SM-33 everywhere because he's not in the Vintage Collection line for some reason. So I was glad to get.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
has he been announced?
I haven't heard anything. And just because I thought he was super cool, I got the Epic World of Action Chewbacca as well. And I got the Epic World of Action X-Wing.
That looks like the same size as a Vintage or close to it.
It's a little bit bigger than the Vintage, but not much.
Oh, wow.
And he came with a Luke Skywalker, which looks nothing like Luke Skywalker. As someone said, you could just use it as a generic pilot.
Will a Vintage Luke X-Wing fit in there?
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay,
cool.
It'd work great with retro figures. Let's see, what else did I got? I got the Retro Collection Palpatine, Retro Collection Luke Jedi, Retro Collection Endor Han. Also picked up on clearance Epic Hero Boba Fett, Epic Hero Sabine, Epic Hero Paz Vizsla. And I couldn't pass him up for, where did he go? Oh, I brought him. I got at a antique mall for a dollar, I got Reet Bean from The Phantom Menace.
Okay.
He's even got his staff with him. So I thought, man, for a
is
dollar.
Is that a Gungan?
Yes, it is a Gungan. Okay, you leave no Gungans behind if they're just a dollar. And I got a also went to, which if you're ever in Knoxville, McKay's is a great place to go for cheap loose action figures.
Oh, yeah.
I picked up a Sabine Clone Wars, a Retro Moff Gideon. These are all loose. Leia animated, Captain Antilles, a Padme in her red gown, which was the Vintage Collection Padme in her red gown. That one's kind of pricey now.
Wow. Too.
And I got it for $2.99. So, and Padme Episode 1 Handmaiden. So I got a mixture of loose and carded stuff this.
Yeah, every time I look at your guys' list, it reminds me of something that I got.
Well, that's good. We're here to help each other out, I guess.
Yeah, I got to grab something here real quick.
Yeah, so I think sometimes, you know, we do this once a month. It's easy to forget what you have got since we did, because I even pulled up last month's list to make sure I wasn't marking something down that I'd already mentioned.
All right, so on to what I got. I got another part of something vintage that I'm missing. I got a Droids Side Gunner. It's a little tiny mini rig that has the from the Droids cartoon. And it was actually in the Droids cartoon, so it's not one of those things that, you know, was off screen like they say with most of the mini rigs. And it's in the box. Comes with the instructions. Doesn't come with the inserts, but, you know, for the price that I paid for it, you know, it wasn't bad at all. Let's see, what else did I get? I got the new Pride droid, which I have one for you guys too. Haven't had a chance to get it to you yet. So this is the, what is it, C1 or CI? I can't tell if that's an I or a 1. Dash RN8W. So I got that one. I got a couple of vintage coins, a Lumat, and an EV99. I ended up getting the re-release of the Clone Trooper 501st. Got this guy here from Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Kenobi series. I got the TVC Chopper Imperial Disguise, the TVC Mandalorian Super Commando, the TVC Jedi Knight Yord Fandar, and the Empire 3-pack like you guys got. And then I got a Retro Grand Inquisitor. All this stuff here came from Ollie's, which Ollie's has a bunch of stuff all the time. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Chrysanthemum, Ned B, Cad Bane, Bo-Katan, and the Fifth Brother. I never picked these up originally for some reason. Totally forgot about them. And then also picked up this Legacy Collection Space Trooper. I don't know why. It was cheap. It was like $3 or something at ICCon. So I figured, why not?
Kind of like me in the why not with the Gungan when I saw him there loose for a dollar.
Yeah. So,
buy those Retro Collection individually? They had them.
Yeah, individually.
Those came in 6-packs originally.
Really?
No, not those didn't. Those didn't.
I don't think so.
They've done Phantom Menace, Acolyte, Revenge of the Sith, and Clones together. And they've done like A New Hope. Re-release and
one for Empire.
Yeah.
But I was thinking basically every series of Retro since had come out.
I wish they'd go back to doing them individually.
Yeah, me too, because then I could get like, you know, Mon Mothma that I didn't get would be nice. Although I do have that one on pre-order from Entertainment Earth, I think, for their re-release.
And on this new one, people's been talking about how they've shrunk the box a little bit because they've shrunk the bubble, but it's also when they're putting them in there is causing some card damages on this new retro set where they've shrunk the box a little.
Yeah, so that's speaking of the new retro set, I haven't been able to get it. And I don't think neither one of you guys have either, have you?
No.
Nope.
Yeah. Target put it up for like a millisecond. Not that one. Target put it up for pre-order. Everybody pre-ordered it. Then they canceled everybody's pre-orders.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had it all locked in back in March. And then all of a sudden, Target screws us over.
Yeah. It's rather ridiculous.
March,
because
it was May 4th. But
really? It was March where they did the pre-order on it. I thought,
on that one?
I don't know.
I thought that was May 4th.
No, it was. I was long before that. I thought I could be wrong though.
Anyway, they're showing up in the stores, but only like one at a time. And if you don't get it, you know, quickly, then you're not going to get it.
Yeah, Target's online ordering system is messed up anyway, because it seems to me like if it's not in one of your local stores, then there's no way for you to pre-order anything. It's not like with, you know, Amazon or Walmart or whatever, to where you can order it and it'll come from a warehouse somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was March 5th that we all pre-ordered it, and they canceled it May 9th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking that it was something that...
And it had to have been because of the tariffs. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
But sure. Then again, if they already had them in the United States, they wouldn't have got those tariffs put on it. So I don't understand that. Yeah.
I don't understand either.
I don't think they did. I think they probably had. They've probably got an initial shipment, but probably some other shipments were probably sitting on a ship somewhere in a shipping container, and Hasbro's probably refused them simply because they were going to have to pay the tariffs on them. So whoever's making them in Vietnam or China, somebody told me that the Hasbro doesn't make anything in China anymore, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
Of some of their products. But anyway, that's what my guess is that the bulk of the order was probably still being processed and shipped from overseas, and when all those tariffs got applied, that Hasbro just said nope, cancel mm-hmm. everything until further notice. So therefore, they canceled our orders.
Yep.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they just don't have the employees on staff anymore to process orders. It could be anything weird like that. And like you said, it's just where they're showing up one or two at a time in the stores. And if that's the way that they're processing pre-orders, is by how many your store gets, that'll never work. Because I know I had two ordered. I'm sure you guys had one or two each ordered. And so some of the guys we know, yeah.
Because I had
to order two because you had to get free shipping in order to order two.
Plus, I had a nice 20% off of $100. So yeah. I was like, I'll go ahead and order two, and then I can sell.
I did not have to order two because I have a Target card, so I got free shipping regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. If anybody out there comes up with extras, let us know.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, if I have a chance to get extras and I see them, I'll take care of you guys too, obviously.
Okay. All right, so that takes us to meeting news. We have a meeting on June the 14th at the Flatwoods Public Library in Flatwoods, Kentucky, starting at noon till 3. Unfortunately, I will not be there. I will be on my way to Florida.
That will be more fun.
I'm sure it will. Fine, then. Now that you guys have already paid me, I'm not going to give you your droids. In other news, Gentle Giant has let go of all their employees. I don't know what's going on there, but they evidently are having trouble, and they have let go all their employees. They even have something on their website saying that they're checking inventory. They've taken down all their stuff off of there, which sucks because I have two things that I've already paid for that they owe me that I may not get.
And I mean, I think it's Diamond in general, because the Diamond stuff, all those. Mm-hmm. I saw a post on a toy group, and they said that that I guess the company that owns it now is part of NECA, and they just went through and just did sweeping changes and laid everybody off. So it's a mess.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen to their comic book distribution too.
And their existing pre-orders, will that stuff even be made ever now?
Yeah, I know, because I've got other pre-orders as well. They haven't charged me for that kind of stuff because they don't charge you till they ship it. But for the memberships, they, of course, charge you right away. Yeah. And I've already paid for those, and they owe me those free gifts. And who knows if I'll get it. So I'm not sure what's going to happen to them. I hope somebody takes them up, or they somehow restructure and keep going.
And they haven't said, I mean, they've been really silent about it, too, except for the employees being laid off and stuff like that. There have been no news or announcements or anything.
Yeah, because all these jumbo figures behind me, they quit. If they are gone out of business totally and don't do them anymore, hopefully somebody would pick that up as well, because a lot of people are still wanting them to finish that original 92 or 96 or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
All right. New collectible announcements. Dwayne, are you still muted?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Every time somebody in my house comes home, the dog goes crazy. new collectible announcements from Hasbro. This is going to include the stuff that they announced way back on May the 4th, but it went into available, some of it, on May the 4th. That includes a basic figure of a Stormtrooper and a basic figure of Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi. Both of these are on Star Wars card backs. They're intended to be part of the Return to Tatooine, I guess, theme that Hasbro has been kind of pushing.
Stormtrooper card is slightly different, so for your completeness, mm-hmm. you need it.
Yep, it's got a different picture on it this time. Yeah. Yay. Okay, they also announced a two Hasbro Pulse exclusives. One of them was a Creature Cantina set, which would be a reproduction of the original Creature Cantina playset from 1978, 78, 79, probably late 78. This was a cardboard playset that had artwork featuring the outside of the cantina that you could set up and put figures, play with figures in front of it. It had little figure pegs on the base of it. And this was going to feature modern interpretations of the original four figures that came in this Creature Cantina set. It was going to have a Hammerhead, a Walrus Man, a Greedo, and a Blue Snaggletooth, because that set is pretty famous for being having the what the some consider an error or a variation of the Snaggletooth figure, which was a Blue Snaggletooth, and it was the full size, 3 3/4 inch. So that was also up for pre-order on May the 4th. And then also the other Pulse exclusive was a new three-pack of Stormtroopers of the Empire. This was three figures on the same box, same card back, or same packaging. What was it? A Sand Trooper, a Hoth Snow Trooper, and a Scout Trooper, I believe.
And they all sold out real quickly.
Yes. All four of those items went up for order, and as far as Hasbro Pulse is concerned, they all four are sold out right now.
I got on 15 minutes after it went on sale for Pulse members, and I still didn't get it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what people said. Because, well, too, they also screwed it up. I don't know if you all read that. They had it in the first 15 minutes. They had it opened up for everybody, not just Pulse members. Did you read that?
Oh, no.
Well, people was posting, oh, yeah, I got it. I'm not a Pulse member. Because, see, I didn't even check it till the hour was up, because I knew I wasn't a Pulse member. And then I was on one of the forums I go to, people was talking about it. And then, oh, there was a lot of ticked off Pulse members that they didn't get it because it was sold out, because they allowed everybody to get it. Yeah. It was a mess.
What's the point in being a Pulse member?
Right. Yeah, and why hop up a May the 4th event and have that little product to sell, too, to sell out?
Well, like, I'm going to venture a guess it's the same situation as we're seeing with Target, is that they have either closed or limited the amount of pre-orders because they are very unsure as to whether they're going to be able to get the product from the manufacturers overseas for the correct price. So therefore, why pre-sell it for, you know, what is currently the retail price, when by the time you get it, you may have to charge double that.
Or eat it.
Or eat it, yeah.
Like with the cantina that's coming out later this year, if they don't have something changed by the time that happens, Hasbro's going to have to eat a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, that's always a possibility. Also, along with those Vintage Collection figures, they had some Black Series.
Did you skip the Obi-Wan? I didn't hear you say the Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I heard you say it.
Stormtrooper and Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi both. And that's a new
version. That's old Ben.
Old Ben from
Finally, a good-looking one.
Yes. Very good looking one. Ultimate Ben Kenobi.
I did grab both of those, the Stormtrooper and Obi-Wan Kenobi, off Amazon.
I was going to say, I've seen recently that they're back up on Amazon, supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did get that Stormtrooper pack either.
No.
Or the Creature Cantina, either one.
Yep, it's stunk.
Okay, Black Series. At the same time, we got announcement for a Clone Lieutenant Galley. I'm going to pronounce it Galley or Gal. A Black Series Sand Trooper and a Black Series 2-pack of a Shore Trooper and a Death Trooper. And these were also Pulse exclusives. Not sure if they sold out or not, because I don't do Black Series, but I guess that's very possible. Also, around the same time, Walmart announced some additions to their current exclusive line of Revenge of the Sith card back figures, one of Ayla Secura and one of a Magna Guard. So those are continuing the line that they've started releasing this year, celebrating, what is it, the 20th anniversary of Revenge of the Sith?
Yep.
Okay. So those are both Walmart exclusives. And then Target, boo, no. It also has two Black Series exclusives. Again, not sure if they're people are having the same problem getting those as we are with getting that retro collection pack. But they announced an ISB tactical agent and a Director Orson Krennic in a dress uniform. Both of these are characters from the Andor series, which we don't get or didn't get, you know, in our Vintage Collection series. So both Target exclusives. Of course, we talked about the Retro Collection, a New Hope six-pack, also from Hasbro. And to wrap it up, Hasbro in the last month has announced two roleplay items. One of them is a Force FX Elite Ezra Bridger lightsaber. And the other one is a Clone Commander Cody helmet, which is an Amazon exclusive. And both those are available for pre-order right now, too. Okay. So one of you guys want to cover some of the Disney and Sideshow stuff here?
Yeah, I can do that. So from the Disney Droid Factory, we got the Starspeeder 1000, which is a little bit different than the 3000. It's a different color, of course, but it's same size as the one that came out for D20, or what is it called?
Yeah, D23.
Yeah, D23. But they still haven't said what all it comes with. You know, does it come with a Rex at all, or does it come with C-3PO and R2-D2? Because that's the original version of the ride at Star Tours, which is what it's going to be about. So I would assume it's going to have...
I was thinking I'd seen that it definitely has the R2 and the C-3PO. Or the newer version.
I'm sorry, I got it backwards. This one's going to be the newer version, right? Is that correct?
It is the... No, it's the original version from... that should have the video footage from the first version of the ride.
Tour to Endor?
Yeah, Tour to Endor.
Yeah, that's why I wanted it. It was more of the one that I remember and love.
Which so Captain well. Rex was introduced on that ride. But you also had C-3PO and R2-D2, but C-3PO was standing outside of the ride, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. We'll see. Carl's the only one that's got it pre-ordered.
I'll probably end up selling my smaller brown version by now because of that, because I have no need for it when the big one comes.
And then, so now also we've got a Book of Boba Fett 4-pack with four droids from that series. And, of course, it's sold out in no time at all, and couldn't get. You got one, didn't you, Carl?
At church, I've snuck in the back of church and ordered the speeder and the 4-pack. If I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have gotten nothing.
God was with you, I guess.
I guess so. I even told the preacher beforehand, church. I said, "Hey, I'm going to sit in the back today because I am going to order two Star Wars things on Star Wars Day if I can, and." I know we'll still be singing. You won't be preaching yet, so we're good. He told me, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I ended up having to get it from a guy that was out at Disneyland, and he's going to ship them to me. He already did ship them to me, actually. But hopefully they'll be here in the next week or so.
Well, you all didn't pay much above retail anyway with the shipping, so.
Yeah.
So it worked out in the end, I guess.
What was retail on those?
$49.99.
I was gonna say $50.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So
and that was another deal where I think you had to pay like $75 to get set free shipping order, $75 worth.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But I think you were originally only allowed to buy two, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was checking out so quickly, I think it was just two, but I was clicking the buttons and thinking, I'm going to lose this if I don't check out now. Because I had you in a queue and everything before you could even get into shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also we just have
to hope, you know, for people's sake, that all of this stuff we're talking about that basically sold out within minutes on May the 4th and is supposedly out of stock or whatever. Hopefully all of it becomes available. More supply becomes available.
I hope so.
Would you get another? Would you get the new paint version on the Star Tours speeder if you could, Dwayne? I know you're a completist.
I probably would, honestly. Yeah. I probably would because I've done that with the Millennium Falcon. Well, I've done that with the AT-AT Walkers.
If I see one when I go to Disney, do you want me to pick one up for you?
They probably won't have it because they're not even shipping until September.
If you got room to transport.
Oh, they're not shipping until September.
Yeah, it's a pre-order September release.
Thing. I would think that surely they're going to have to make enough of those to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And definitely they're going to have some available in the parks.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in physical locations. Maybe not many, maybe just two or three or five per
store. That was very disappointing, though, to see it. It's like, oh, man, it doesn't even ship till September.
Yeah.
All right, so also we got R2 Boo 25, a new Halloween droid that was announced.
Some leaked images, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of leaked. Images. It wasn't announced yet.
And then at the 70th anniversary for Disneyland, there's going to be an R2 DL70. And that comes out at the special D23. And is that right? Because the D23 event's in Florida, which is kind of strange. I wonder when they're going to release that.
Well, I think I saw June the 7th.
Oh, June the 7th. Okay.
About a week and a half from when we're recording this.
Well, I hope they release it down there in Florida as well.
Yeah. I just hope it's available on Shop Disney.
Or that too. But if it's available.
You're right. A lot of times the Disneyland anniversary stuff, we don't get it on the East Coast stores or parks or anything like that. It's limited to just Disneyland. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yep. All right. On to Sideshow, where we've got a bunch of Hot Toys stuff. A Grogu life-size figure, a Jar Jar Binks 1/6 scale, Darth Maul concept art figure, a 6 scale, Chopper and BD-1 Imperial Disguise 1/6 scale. A Chopper and a BD-1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a little odd to have those together. Obi-Wan Kenobi Artesian Edition, 1/6 scale. And then a new Darth Vader Revenge of the Sith figure.
Figures,
yeah.
Which look very, very, very cool.
You want to explain what they look like?
Sure, let me pull up. I had a reference to look back at the Rebel Scum, what it says.
Right, while he's doing that, we'll look also the premium format Luke and X-Wing scene statue. It's 30 inches tall. And then a Bib Fortuna high-end figure. Ooh, 1/6 scale. Might have to get that for Stephanie.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Darth Vader, the Hot Toys Darth Vader, is going to be versions of him from Revenge of the Sith, and it's got a newly developed helmet as well as a highly accurate battle damaged head sculpt. So you can take the helmet dome off and, of course, get Anakin's battle damaged head sculpt underneath. It comes complete with an LED light up chest panel and belt. And it also has a selection of interchangeable hands, including a USB-powered lightsaber, interchangeable saber blades, I guess one red and one blue, maybe? I don't know. A space station-themed LED light-up figure display base and backdrop. And then there's a limited special edition version, which will include a Star Wars Episode III Revenge of the Sith 20th Anniversary commemorative metal plaque as a bonus accessory. And where did I see this at? There's also, that was the special edition. There's also a deluxe edition. So there's three different editions here, regular, special, and then deluxe. The deluxe version comes with a specially designed rotating operating table themed environmental base. It comes with a pair of cuffed hands so that you can swap out his hands to the ones that have the handcuffs on them. And an interchangeable Mechno right hand. It also has two mechanical arms and two drones, surgical drones, all attachable to the operating table environment base. So, yeah, get yours now. The thing that I thought was really cool about it was the fact that it's got the light-up. I mean, this is a 12-inch action figure, basically Hot Toys figure, but it's got a light-up chest plate and belt and the light-up lightsabers.
How much is it supposed to retail for?
I saw that somewhere, but I can't remember where I saw it now. I want to say that the deluxe edition, the highest one, was over $400. And the other two were $200 to $300. $200, I think, is about average for a Hot Toys figure anyway. So, yeah, there you go, Hot Toys. I gave you an extra special sales pitch. But if you may ever wanted a really, really, really best version of Darth Vader, even the deluxe though it is from
$495.
Yeah. Okay, for the deluxe.
And it's $315 for the other.
For the special edition.
Yes.
Which the only difference in the regular and the special is it's got that commemorative metal plaque as a bonus accessory, I think. And the deluxe includes that plus the operating table display stand with the extra drones and extra hands and stuff like that.
It's a nice upgrade from the one Hasbro gave us in 2005, you know, build your own Darth Vader with the table. Mm-hmm.
So is the regular, like the Darth Vader special edition, is it the one with the cape that flows behind it? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just got a stand, a base stand.
It's $315 for the collector edition. The special edition says it's the same price, $315.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I didn't mention it. They was both the same price.
And then the deluxe version is $495. The deluxe exclusive version is $495. I don't understand what the difference is.
All available via Sideshow.
Yep. All right, and that takes us to Regal Robot, limited to just 100 sets, are our all new numbered edition Lightman and Bubblehead concept maquette replica 2-pack is part of the Star Wars Archive Collection. What's in it? I don't know what a Lightman and a Bubblehead is.
Those were two creature concepts from ILM.
Oh.
Or from the designers. Some of the designers like, what is his name, Yotis. Well, you got Ralph McQuarrie. Then you had
Phil Tippett.
Yeah. Remember a couple of episodes back, we talked about the Jabba
Freeborn.
The Hutt. They were coming out with a Jabba the Hutt maquette, and it just looked like basically a big glob of melted whatever. Yeah. It's the
Stuart
same
Freeborn's
same
the one that created Yoda.
Yeah. Kind of the same series where they've... pulling pictures or actual archived marquettes from the Lucasfilm collection, and they're replicating them.
Oh, okay.
And this was two concepts. One was called Lightman, and the other one was called Bubblehead.
All right.
I'm not sure if they ever got fully developed into characters or not, but...
I don't know. Also, we've got from Premium Collectibles Studio, an Emperor Palpatine. Is that 1/3 scale?
Mm-hmm, 1/3 scale.
Hyper real statue. That thing has got to be huge. I mean, that thing would have to be 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah. Something at least like two, that. Yeah, 2 to 2.5 feet. Yeah, 24 to 30 inches, somewhere around there.
Oh, okay. That's all the announcements for collectibles. So that takes us into our general discussion. And real quick, I want to... Dwayne and myself to talk about ICCCon and what happened, what we saw there and how we enjoyed it and whatever. So Dwayne, we'll start with you. What's your first thought since you've never been before and I have.
Right. Yeah. I'd never been, I know that it's something, this was the 7th one and it's something that's slowly kind of grassroots growing. My understanding was that it was, initially, maybe, and maybe it's still intended to be primarily a Star Wars collector convention because Imperial Commissary is a Star Wars collectibles, you know, website and Facebook group. But I think they've expanded out, I guess, in order to maybe draw in some more fans to maybe boost the attendance some. So this year they included a whole lineup of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, the first movie. Character actors, the ones that were in the turtle costumes and the Shredder costume and the guy that did
Splinter
and April Jones, the actress that played April. Is that right? April Jones? I don't know my turtle stuff.
No, so. It's Casey Jones and April. What was her name? I don't know her last name, but her last name was not Jones.
So they were all there. That was basically half, around right at half of their autograph celebrity guests was the turtle, which was great for, you know, turtle fans. And that overlaps a lot that generation. But, you know, those of us who are original trilogy, you know, collectors, generation, I guess, original first generation collectors, we were a little bit older by the time Turtles came around and wasn't something we really got into. So 3-day convention, 7 to 8 hours each day. And I did like the fact that they had moved it to a new location where the convention center was part of the hotel that we were staying in. Of course, you had the option of staying in an off-site hotel or bed and back or Airbnb. But a lot of people went with the hotel. They got a little bit of a discount on the rooms. They were still weren't cheap. But if you look at hotel rooms nowadays, you know, there's no such thing as cheap hotel rooms anymore. Not unless you want to sleep in, you know, like the crime neighborhood or something like that. Anyway, 3-day for me, I've been to Star Wars celebrations. I've been to Comic Cons, you know, Lexington Comic Con, Huntington Comic Con. I've been to the Columbus toy shows. This was somewhere in between. I like the fact that they had celebrity guests, autograph guests. They had actual panels arranged every day where you could go in and listen to like a 45-minute discussion and question and answer panel with the different celebrities, everybody from the actors to the creative people behind the scenes, the Kenner toy designers and the guy who was, what was he, a producer, I think, on the first couple of movies.
Who's that?
I can't remember his name right now.
From the Star Wars movies?
Yeah, from the Star Wars movies.
I don't think there was any producers there that I don't remember.
Maybe it was just behind the scenes creative. Set designer, not set designer. Anyway, I can't remember his name. I recognized his name when I saw him on the list. Anyway, I'm kind of getting off topic. So, 3 days, one big sales room. They combined the entire collection or the entire convention floor was combined autograph lines, autograph tables, dealer tables, and fan club / costumer cosplay tables. So everything was in the same big room. And unless you stopped and actually looked, you could pretty much make it through all the room in about 30 minutes, going up and down the aisles, just browsing. So not a whole lot to really keep your attention until you maybe started deep shopping and started actually looking at stuff and comparing prices and talking with the dealers. Several representatives there from the droid builders. Of course, the 501st was there. The Mandalorian Mercs were there. The, what is it, something Alliance? Is it the Rebel Alliance or just the ones that dress up?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that were there.
The droid builders were there.
Yeah. So, you know, a little bit of something for everybody. They also had one room dedicated to video gaming where you could come in and play games on. They had some PC set up along with a couple of those arcade one-up arcades. They had table gaming, yeah. They had a room where you could go in and play, I guess.
Star Wars Unlimited.
Unlimited, Star Wars Unlimited. I don't know if anybody was there playing X-Wing. I know it's kind of phasing out.
No, there's nobody playing X-Wing.
And, you know, maybe some other stuff, maybe some Magic or Pokemon maybe even was being played.
Some of that was going on, I saw.
Yeah. They had a room with live entertainment during the daytime hours or early day, you know, around lunchtime. There were a troop of aerial acrobats, I guess you could call them.
They were called the Skywalkers.
The Skywalkers. They were several ladies and I think at least one or two gentlemen were there helping them, and they were doing like, not high wire, but they had like a big stand set up where they could do the ribbon dancing, like climbing up, rolling up on the ribbon and then rolling back down or swinging around and all of that. So that was going on. And then after that was done, they brought in live musicians for the later in the day and in the evening where you could go in and sit down and listen to people play, you know, either sing and play keyboards or guitar or stuff like that. So very, you know, several things, extra things. Like I said, the live panels, they had photo ops with the celebrities where you could pay to get your professional photo taken with the various celebrities. Of course, the autographs, you had to pay for those separately. Overall, I think that the tickets were for 3 days were okay priced. Personally, I could have done the whole convention in 2 days or less, maybe. I know, Brian, you only did 2 days.
Yeah, we only did 2 days.
Yeah. So I probably would go back again. I might try to be a little bit more budget-minded this next time. Maybe pack a cooler and eat lunch in the room instead of trying, because, you know, their food pricing, which it normally is at the conventions that you go to. If you try to eat there, it's outrageous. Like $12 for a hamburger, $4 for a candy bar. So,
well, for that $12, you actually got a drink and chips as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so this wasn't real horrible.
Yeah. So what did you think this time around?
I mean, overall, it was decent. There was lots of stuff to choose from if you're, you know, looking for collectibles, of course. Several panels that I got to watch that I liked, and I was glad that I got to watch them. From years past, I was afraid that I wouldn't get in to see them at all, because there's been times, of course, it was Anthony Daniels and Ian McDiarmid who were there. We didn't get in because, you know, the room was full and they didn't clear the room out before. They just let everybody stay in. So if nobody got up and left, then there was no room for anybody to come in.
Yeah.
And it was in a smaller venue too. I don't remember if that room at the other place was smaller, you know, by quite a bit or what. I can't remember. I think it was quite a bit smaller, but still, we got to go in and see Bo-Katan, you know, Katie Sackhoff, Brendan Wayne, and also Warwick Davis and his son Harrison, you know, see their panels. So I thought that was pretty cool. Got to listen to Brendan Wayne talk about how he truly is the Mandalorian. I mean, he's the one that you see walking around all the time. You know, it's not Pedro Pascal. Pedro Pascal is, you know, just the voice practically, and is only seen, you know, his face, what, 3 times total in the entire show, all 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And that's it. The rest of the time, especially season 3, he didn't even come in. He was never on set. He just did the voice. So Brendan Wayne is the guy that's in the suit 95% of the time or more. I was kind of disappointed that I didn't get to see some of the stuff that I wanted to see there at the show. I was hoping to find a Sice Fromm. You know, I've seen them in the past, but passed on them. Didn't have the funds at the time to get it. And now that I do, I can't find one. It's kind of disappointing. You know, and some of the prices have gone way up on stuff. I was trying to find like a pop-up lightsaber for my droids R2-D2, and yeah, it was like $350. And I was like, no thanks.
You can almost get a figure with a lightsaber for $400 if you shop, you know, smart enough.
Yeah. Same thing with the Wicket from the Ewoks line, cartoon line. Trying to find that stupid staff is becoming a pain in the butt. I might as well just buy another one and then sell the loose Wicket. But yeah, it's one of those things where I've been to, this was our 4th one, I want to say. And if they don't get more Star Wars people there, I probably won't go back, because I've seen all those guys before, the Hasbro guys and stuff like that. Did you go to the panel that Jim Swearingen did?
No, because I've seen him before.
Okay.
I went to the guy that I bought the book, Tim Effler. Mm-hmm. Me and 4 other people were in it, I think. Poor fella.
Wow.
And the guy I was trying
I've
to remember
seen him before myself.
Yeah, the guy that I was trying to remember, his name was Roger Christian.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we
he
did
was
go
set
see that.
Designer.
Yeah, he's the one that created the lightsaber.
Yeah.
We was in that panel together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah. He's the one that built Luke's lightsaber and
yeah,
Darth
the
Vader.
Blasters and stuff
the blasters
like that, yeah.
And stuff like that, yeah.
Props and sets.
All right. Well, I mean, if you've never been to it, I would definitely go. It's one of those things where I would definitely go once, you know, but I've been 4 times and most of the stuff's all repeat stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, do I really want to go back again if they don't have anything new? Probably not.
Yeah. I would say to those that are interested, you know, look at, and of course they didn't really release the list of panels and stuff too far in advance, but, look at who's going to, if you're an autograph collector, look at who's going to be there. Assume that all of those people are also going to do a panel one of the 3 days. And, you know, otherwise, if you're just going to shop, just maybe go one day.
If I got a press pass, I might be more willing to go back.
Right.
Because I couldn't get in early like I normally would and go and do interviews.
Sure. So yeah, it was kind of hard to talk to some of the people, you know.
Yeah, when all the crowds are around them and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll move on to talking about prequel figures. We'll go through this quickly. We're already at an hour.
Wake up, Carl.
Yeah. I'm awake. I was just listening. One thing that did surprise me, all maybe it was too pricey, but I saw some pictures online real quickly from the con, and they had a really cool exclusive little droid that was signed to that Jim Schwarzenegger guy that I guess they was selling and some people was buying, but it may have been really pricey and really limited. I don't know, but it looked cool.
Yeah, they've been doing that at least a couple of years. I think last year they had Boba Fett figures that were custom made with custom card backs and stuff. This year it was at least two or three different exclusive designs.
Yeah, I guess Astromech. They said. Yeah, they posted pictures and said there was three different versions to grab of the little droid, right. And he looked kind of cool.
I want to say those were like $50 each, maybe. Yeah. Could have been $100. I don't want to say.
I didn't see a price. Yeah.
Maybe it's that they were limited to 50 each, and that they were cost more than that. So I think some of those were still available when I got there on Friday. So that was something you could pre-order, but I think some of them were still available. But it's a good convention. I'm not knocking it. I'm just it wasn't as extensive as I expected it to be. It's it's his advertising is that it's no corporations, just collectors. So I think he's kind of saying, well, this is not like a Star Wars Celebration where you've got every licensee there from Hasbro to Lego to, you know, all of that. And of course, that's what makes Celebration so huge, is all of those people pay so much money to have these big, huge booths and sell their merchandise and everything. Then you throw on top of it dealers from all around the world coming in there and trying to sell what they've got. A lot of the dealers that were at the ICCC were regional, I want to say. I don't think I've watched several videos on other people's experiences so far, and I don't think that
some of them were just collectors, because I know Matt Fox, who's from the DC Club, was there, and he was selling with a buddy of his.
Yeah.
So he was just selling extra stuff that, you know, he had.
So it was kind of, like I said, you know, we've got regional comic cons like Lexington, and I think there was another convention going on down in Atlanta the same weekend too, wasn't there? Several people I've seen went to that instead. It wasn't JoeCon, but it was something.
I don't know.
Anyway, so that could have split some of the, you know, attendance or interest in it.
I know he's, for some reason, like last year, he did it on the same day that the same weekend that had. Oh shoot, the Great Ohio Toy Show, the one in Xenia.
Yeah,
it was the same weekend as that, and most people didn't go because of that, that I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right, so let's move on, otherwise we're going to run really long. Carl, we'll start with you on the Phantom Menace figures here that you like to see.
Okay,
is for Vintage Collection, right?
Yes, there's rumors going around that they're going to focus on the prequel trilogy in the Vintage Collection. So anyway, here's a few that for the Phantom Menace that I've had in mind. The first one would be Padme, the Naboo Battle. And one reason I'm picking it, it's kind of a terrible figure in the Episode One line. And it was also one of the more harder ones to get in the Episode One line. It was near the end of the run of that wave. And we need a better Qui-Gon Jinn. And the Style Bibbo also was a really hard Episode One figure to get at the time. And obviously, I think we need a good Shmi Skywalker, because that is, you know, turns out to be Darth Vader's mom. So, and my last on my Phantom Menace would be an Obi-Wan Kenobi. What about you for Episode One, Dwayne?
Well, I agree with you on the Qui-Gon. We've got a Qui-Gon already in the Vintage Collection, but we need an update, a serious update on that.
Yes, it's a weak Vintage Collection one.
Right. Believe it or not, two of mine were kind of just fresh on my mind. We have never got a Sebulba or a Watto figure in the Vintage Collection. And those were two prominent characters from the movie. And those were also two of the guys who were signing autographs at the convention. So if we had a Sebulba and a Watto figure, I could get autographs.
I knew you had ulterior motives.
Yeah, yeah. And then I also put, we never got a Plo Koon from that episode. We got a couple of the other Jedi Council members, but no Plo Koon. So that was
we need the more of the pod racer guys that we didn't get. Because we got a couple, but I think we need more. I think we need all the rest of them, too.
There's a lot of them hanging around there, too, so that would be.
Well, those at the time that they were releasing, especially that the anniversary wave, what was the 10th anniversary wave that came out with the 3D vision stuff, that we got several pod racers. I actually got multi-packs, box sets of pod racers at the time. So, yeah, maybe some more on the cards. I know with those, though, a lot of times they'll complain about being able to articulate them correctly because they've got little wobbly legs or arms and stuff. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind some more pod racers or even some pod racing ships.
All right, let's move on to episode two. Dwayne, what do you got for that one?
I have, again, because she was there signing autographs, but we never got a figure of her, the character Tawn Wei from the Kamino Cloners. We also never got an actual figure. Well, we got a figure, but in the Vintage Collection, we still have not got a young Boba Fett figure. So that would be one that I think would sell well because it is Boba Fett. And a lot of people, when you see their Boba Fett collections, they've got that the one little one that came out in the original episode one packaging, I think, or maybe not even. No, it didn't even have the episode two. Packaging, and that's
in the saga, the original saga collection.
Yeah, there's an animated version of him out there too, but that's the only two we've ever got. We also never got a version of C-3PO from episode two. I can almost say we should probably maybe not like that one from episode one, also the naked C-3PO, but we need more C-3POs out there. Mm-hmm. And then I've got Owen Lars and Beru Lars. So, Beru White Sun. Those could apply to episode two or episode three. Either, you know, they're the same images or same people in both movies. What about you, Carl? Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, everybody knows how much I love that movie. But I recently rewatched Attack of the Clones, and I discovered something that I'd never noticed before, and this is my first figure on the list, is the Rune Hakko guy, one of the Separatists. He only has one figure so far. He has an episode one figure, and then I went and double-checked this to make sure it's right. But by the time he's in episode two, he's wearing different clothes.
Okay.
So he doesn't have the same clothes on, so I think he could be a good option for the Vintage Collection since he has one figure that's not very good. And the next one on my list really baffles me because they made an arena play set, but they bring out those big canyons. It's called the LR1K Sonic Canyon. I thought that could be a deluxe set with the Genosian, especially for these people that has their arena play sets on display. I mean, they made all those beasts and stuff, but they never made a cannon for that. I'm always kind of baffled by that. And another one I think would be cool on a Vintage Collection card is the Destroyer Droid, because I have a couple of those loose and they just kind of fall over. They're not very well made. I think that would look cool. Of course, you'd have to have a bigger bubble for that.
That thing would have to be huge.
Yeah, yes.
Definitely a deluxe card back. Talking about it, Droidica or Destroyer Droid, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And my next one is the Super Battle Droid would be my next option for the Attack of the
Clones. More articulation and
some
better weathering, you know, maybe some battle scars on it and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think those others
from Attack of the Clones that I'd like to see would be some of the Jedi that weren't in that we haven't gotten yet. Also, Dexter from Dexter's Diner.
Yeah, a new Dexter,
And his serving droid, you know, both of them. Would be nice. And then also Zam Wessel.
Zam's a good choice because her figure is kind of crappy.
Yeah. Let's see. Revenge of the Sith. Carl, what do you got for that?
First one on my list is Commander Bly. And the reason he's on the list, his figure is kind of a crappy Revenge of the Sith figure. I think he needs an upgrade big time. Shaak Ti, her figure needs upgraded big time from what we got. The same one with Kai Adamunde, he needs an upgrade too. And my third one, I don't think will ever happen, but I think it would be cool. The midwife droid, the droid that, you know, helps Padme give birth to Luke and Leia. Why we've never had that figure? Because it's an important scene in the movie, you know.
Because nobody wants it. That
toy save her life when she lost the will to Jordan.
Have we ever even had a pregnant Padme figure?
Yeah.
No. They did.
Revenge of the Sith. Yes. She's got the belly in Revenge of the Sith. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. In that, when she was on Mustafar in that clothing, yes. Isn't it? Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah. We got that one. So all we need now is the midwife droid. I had to look it up. I didn't know her name, but she's actually called Midwife Troy. And Bail Organa, I think he obviously needs a really cool figure, and I wouldn't mind having him from Revenge.
What about his wife?
Yeah. I would probably buy it if they did it. And I think the Revenge of the Sith Tarkin figure is a terrible looking figure. So it needs an upgrade too, and would be cool to see a Tarkin figure on a Revenge of the Sith card.
When you say upgrade on the ones that you said upgrade on, like Shaak Ti, you're talking about from a previous line, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not from Vintage Collection, because they were never on Vintage Collection.
No, none of these on, yeah.
Okay, I think so.
I think the only one on the Vintage Collection that I mentioned was Qui-Gon. I think the rest of these have never been.
Okay. Yeah,
I just double looked. None of these have been in the Vintage Collection line, except, you know, Tarkin, you know, from
Star Wars. But that's from A New Hope, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, we could do a Tarkin without a skirt, since you're not a fan of that Tarkin figure.
Yep. Well, I agree with you on the Bail Organa. We've never gotten a figure of him. And hint, hint, we also would like to have one from Andor with the new actor.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool, too.
Two new Bail Organas. But yeah, update the Commander Cody. We have a Vintage Collection Commander Cody, but it was way back in like 2011, I think. So update that. Also an update on General Grievous. With the way they're able to articulate and sculpt the droid, the figures nowadays, I think that would definitely benefit from an update.
Those would be a good one too. I'm sorry, I was just going to say.
That's okay. And the last one that I think that I would like from that is pre-Darth Palpatine figure, like when he's, you know, revealing
in
that
his
he's
red
he's,
robe.
Yeah, the real dark, deep velvet red robe and everything. With a lightsaber that slips out of his sleeve. Yeah.
slips out of his sleeve. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get that.
Don't think we'll get that.
Until Mace messes his face up, I guess.
So, yeah, right. for that line of figures, I looked it up. The only Palpatine we have is after he's already been scarred and is wearing the black hood and all of that. So,
your choices.
I looked up numbers on this. GalacticFigures.com. According to them, the Phantom Menace, we've had 29 figures made in the Vintage Collection. 30 for Attack of the Clones. Of course, majority of those are clone figures, but only 20 from Revenge of the Sith.
There's been a lot of people griping about that on forums. Yeah. I go to. They're like, we have more
just the Vintage Collection. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say earlier, Cody and Grievous are well over $100 figures, so they definitely need upgrades, especially if somebody wants some blue suits. Yes. So. They need re-release.
Or at least a re-release.
re-release or update, like Dwayne said.
So that was pretty much it. Do you have anything to add for episode 3 there, Brian?
No, you guys pretty much covered it, except for Bail Organa's wife. I think you need to, if you're going to have her, you might as well, or have him, you might as well have her too.
Sure.
Oh, okay. All right.
And if you have her, you might as well have a baby. Baby Leia.
Yeah. And if you have Owen and Beru, you could have baby Luke.
Yes.
Have brew with baby Luke.
Yeah,
I can't really think of anything else. Have we gotten any of the people from Geonosis, the actual Geonosians? Like, we haven't been any of those on Vintage Collection, right?
We had Jar Jar.
Geonosians.
Geonosis.
Oh, not Geonosis. Not
Gungan.
Sorry.
No, not in the Vintage Collection. I'm looking at everything that's been released.
Poggle the Lesser, stuff like that. You know, those guys?
Nope.
Okay. Or I guess we've got a Jango Fett, so that'd probably be the only thing that's close to that.
Mm-hmm. We just got a new deluxe Jango Fett that everybody's saying is like the top 10 from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was kind of looking at that too. Is when was the last time we got some of these characters? I just completely missed for the Phantom Menace, the new an Obi-Wan version, because that was let's see, Obi-Wan. We got one version, and it was from 2012, from the, you know, beardless with the braid and everything. Obi-Wan is the only version we've got in the vintage collection. And we've already got like four versions of Obi-Wan from the Kenobi series.
We got one Kenobi from the Clone Wars series on vintage collection. But other than that, yeah. All right, well, I guess that's it for this episode. Carl, you want to read our outro?
Once again, we want to thank our Patreon members. And if you're not a Patreon member and you're interested in signing up as little as $1 a month to help us out with this podcast, we'd appreciate that. And you can find that at patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. That's also
pinned on. And you get special episodes too.
Yes. And you can watch video if you want to.
Yeah, watch video for the $2 and up version.
Oh, $2 and up. Okay, yeah. Cool. And also, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com, the Star Wars Collector Podcast. You can leave us an iTunes review if you want to, and other places that may accept reviews. We have a Discord, I guess, still. And our email is tswcpodcast@gmail.com if you want to message us or send some Ask Bo questions. You can reach us on X at TSWCPodcast, the same link on Blue Sky. And our Facebook shout out goes to Bobby Allen. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll talk to you next month.
Bye. Goodbye, everybody.